Hey everybody, welcome back to But Why the Podcast, the podcast where every week myself, Adrian, and Matt talk about the things in pop culture that people say matter and ask the question, but why though? Before we get started, make sure you take a minute to rate, review, and subscribe to us on iTunes or wherever you listen. Follow us on all of our social medias at But Why the PC, and if you want to support the show a little bit more, head on over to patreon.com/ButWhyThePC and get ready for one of our Halloween specials. Enjoy the show! Welcome back to But Why Do the Podcast, and today we have a special Halloween interview for the movie Terror in the Woods with Sophie Grace. As always, I'm your host, Kate, and I'm here with Adrian.
Hey, how's it going?
And Matt.
Hello.
And our special guest, Sophie Grace.
Hi!
And so if y'all haven't heard about it, she is the star of Terror in the Woods, coming to Lifetime October 14th. And I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis for the film so we can get people, you know, ready when they're listening. So it is inspired by true events. Rachel and Caitlin are two quiet, shy 12-year-old best friends in a small town, Georgia. Like many 12-year-olds, they liked having sleepovers and spent much of their time on the internet, often looking up scary stories. Their favorite internet spooky story is that of Suzraine, a clawed monster who lures children into his palace in the forest. To their parents, it seemed like harmless ghost story, but in reality, the girls believed in Suzraine was real and that he would hurt their families unless they did what he told them to, which was perform a blood sacrifice. Together, they settle on their friend Emily as their target, stabbing her with a pair of scissors. Miraculously, Emily survives a brutal attack. Rachel and Caitlin are picked up by the police. As the investigation begins, bigger questions about use of the internet and the state of the girls' mental health come to the forefront. Had Caitlin's parents, Danny and Nathan, and Rachel's mom, Jackie, been aware of the extent of the girls' fascination with Suzraine? Should the ultimate blame be placed on the dark side of the internet or deeper issues of mental health? Or was there nothing that could stop the hold that Suzraine had on Rachel and Caitlin? So
awesome. I'm not sleeping tonight. Great.
And so this is pretty much going to be our first spooky episode, our first Halloween episode. And the first question I had for you was really, you know, knowing that the movie is inspired by true events that happened in 2014, it's a pretty grim tale. And you're playing one of the girls who does the tragic event. So, like, what got you interested in this story, in this movie, and in this role particularly?
Well, this was the first big audition that I had ever gotten, so I was really excited about it. So I really focused on it, and I had never heard of the story. Like, I'd heard bits and pieces, but I'd never heard of the story that inspired this movie. So when I was researching, I was like, wow, this is really insane. And I was really drawn to the depth of my character because I love roles like that with layers that you have to uncover. But it was really interesting to learn about it. And I'm just so grateful for this experience.
Awesome. Yeah, I know that there's been a lot of stuff that have come out about it. And I think one of the big things is... I guess one of the things I want to know, especially after that statement, how do you get prepared to go into that mindset of that character? Like, what? How do you get ready to go into that?
A lot of research.
Okay.
Cool. Not only did I creep myself out with the online videos that they were watching, but my mom also showed me a really touching novel called I Never Promised You a Rose Garden by Joanne Greenberg.
Oh, wow.
It's about a young woman struggling with schizophrenia, and it really helped me to think like Caitlin and understand what she was going through.
Oh, awesome.
So I guess the next question would be, have you been a fan of creepypasta?
I never was into that. Like, I love thrillers, I'm a roller coaster person, love horror movies, but I was never really into the whole internet creepy side of things. And then when I got this role, I was really exploring, and I could really see how people just got caught up into it. It was really cool to learn about.
Yeah. Did you have a favorite that came up?
There were some really creepy videos, and of course, I had to watch them the night before the audition, which...
Oh, no.
Not the greatest idea. Pro tip, do not watch creepy videos at night at all. There was one that was so creepy that I actually had to click away from, because the suzerain is like a Frankenstein of a bunch of different internet monsters, or creepy monsters. And I was watching a bunch of different of those videos, and they were talking about really gory and grim stuff, and I was like, oof, that is intense. I don't know if I really had a favorite, but there were some that were a lot creepier than others.
Yeah,
that's a good thing. It's a good thing that you don't have a favorite. Kate's a big horror fan, so she has like favorites of that stuff. But I'm with you. I wouldn't have had a favorite either.
Can you tell us a little bit about the suzerain myth? Because you just said he's like a whole bunch of different ones. Can you tell us a little bit about that myth that these girls get pulled into?
Well, these girls, they got pulled into a fake online thing that was a mixture of a bunch. But the artists for the set came up with this like really poised king with crown that was actually like Bone himself. Like, that was him. That was part of his skeleton. And it was, he had luxurious hair and he was a king, but once you made him angry, he was like really, really intensely scary and a complete monster and would kill you and your whole family if you didn't do what he asked.
And did your character, did you have to interact with the person, whoever was wearing that makeup and stuff? And did you get scared, like, really scared? Or did you have to hide that you were scared on camera or anything like that?
Well, it was really, like, during the scenes, I was just like, this is all pretend, movie magic here. And the most interesting part was they never really showed the suzerain because it was all in my mind.
Oh, okay.
Looking at basically blank space, seeing him. And I had to portray this fear, but also portray trying not to show fear to him.
Yeah.
It was a very complicated role, but it was a really interesting one to play, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah. Can you go into a little bit more about how you said that, like, that it's in her head? And then I know you also mentioned that book about schizophrenia. Can you tell us a little bit about the mental health side of this?
Well, I'm no expert on mental health, but from what I was able to read off of this script was that she really could not, she didn't have the ability to sort between reality and fantasy, and it was really, really hard for her. And it was actually something that not only made her confused, but also made her very sad, because she thought she was alone in the world. And it was really sad because it is inspired by true events, and I was like, wow, a real people go through these things. And it was kind of hard to think about because it was just pretty hard. Stop, it was...
So, I have a question. So, how did your parents feel about this?
When my mom first read the script with me and was, like, running lines with me, she was like, wow. And my dad, he's not always involved in that kind of stuff, but in this, because I got the callback, he was super excited about it, and my whole family was super hyped up. So my whole family, I was running lines all day with everyone. And even my siblings were like, woo. My family reacted a little bit like, oh my. That'd be an interesting role.
It's going to be real interesting for them to see you in the movie when it comes out. I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
No, you're good.
Okay. So, like, I guess one of the things I also want to know, too, like, I don't act. I watch actors on screen, and it seems like moving through emotions is really, really hard. Did you learn how to do that, or was it just something that, you know, you just kind of picked, you know, I guess.
Came naturally.
Yeah, it came naturally. There we go. I'm having a hard time with words today.
Well, my co-stars and I, we were all best friends. So for us, we all made it easy for each other to go in and out of our roles because we all had pretty intense roles. Mm-hmm. But in some of the really, really hard and challenging scenes, we were all just sitting, like, really getting into our characters. So it depended on the day or the scenes we were doing between getting in and out of the role. But once I went home and had dinner with my mom or my dad, it was me again, and I learned to get in and out of it.
Yeah. So I'm guessing your family helped kind of like level things out a little bit. Yeah. Do you have any advice for, young people getting into acting? Because you're really young. Are you the same age as your character?
Yes. It was so funny because my birthday, I was 11 and I turned 12 during filming, and my character was 11 and turned 12 during filming.
Oh,
It's really crazy. My advice for other young actors is you don't have to be in Hollywood to be an actor. I mean, I live in Florida. And what you should do is you should sign up for local classes, you should try to get into school plays or community theater or local short films around your city. And even if you don't get the role that you tried out for, you should always volunteer to be in the production because you can learn a lot from being on set and you can make friends and just have a lot of fun.
And you said that
You
this is.
said,
Oh, go ahead,
oh,
Avery.
sorry, I was just curious. So you said that you did this with your with some of your best friends. Like, were they your friends before you started shooting, or did you become best friends like on set?
So it was so funny. In the audition, the three of us, we were like drawn to each other and we sat together. We even made like little songs and handshakes. And then when we found out that we all got the role, we were so excited. And they're my best friends for life.
Awesome. That's super cool.
That's really, really cool. So you said you're in Florida. Like, where does the film take place? It says that it takes place in Georgia. Where did the shooting happen?
We actually filmed in Georgia too. We
Oh,
filmed in
nice.
this like Stranger Things filmed it. It was really cool to
Oh,
drive down the road and be like, wait, Dad, they were walking down that street once.
wow.
And it was a really, really cool thing to see like other shows and movies film in the same place that we were, and other crew members filming on the same set. It was super cool to
Did
learn
you get
about.
to visit any other film sets while you were there too?
No, it was on weekends. I went home to my
Oh,
family,
okay.
had sleepovers, but during the week it was challenging because we had all those scenes. But for me, I just lost track of time. I was having the time of my life.
Yeah. What were the days like? Were they long shoots or, how did that work?
Well, we got a call sheet the day before of each for each schedule, and some days we had like four or five scenes to film, and some we had a bunch of scenes to film. So the night before, you would memorize your lines, you would talk with your friends, and then you'd go to bed, and you would wake up, and you would go to set, and sometimes the scenes would change, and you'd have to learn new lines because you can't just memorize a whole 200-page script.
Yeah.
Like, it's not the easiest thing to do. So you got your schedule beforehand, and some of the days were pretty laid back, and some of the days were pretty crammed in, but those 10 hours, like I said, just flew by for me.
So I know the movie hasn't released yet, and so I don't know how in depth you can go into, but is there like a particular like scene that you like really enjoyed like just acting out that you could talk about?
So I've always enjoyed the really, really intense screaming, yelling, crying scenes. And besides the stabbing scene, there was one scene that we did in a graveyard of us running away from our crime scene. And that scene drained us, but it was so, I wouldn't say it was fun. It was probably my favorite scene to film because it was just a lot of depth. But still, we enjoyed ourselves.
So you said running away. How many times did you guys have to run, and how far were you running? Because I can
Over
imagine getting tired if you have to do that a few times.
all of the shooting, I'm sure we ran well over like 5 miles. Always have to reset and do it again. And even when you get the perfect take, you have to do another perfect take for safety. Just in case there's like an audio issue or this camera got jiggled. It's just really, really, I don't know how to describe it, but we really did run a lot. We ran and we fake ran because sometimes they would do like either a slow-mo or a time-lapse shot where we would have to pretend to run but be slow or just run as fast as we could.
So 10-hour shoots, like what was like your like balance like for school and stuff? Because I'm curious. I work at a school, and you said you were going to Atlanta, then you're coming back on the weekends. It seems like you were going back and forth. Like, were you shooting this in the summer? Were you like on your off time? Or were you like, hold on, school, I have to go star in a movie, be right back.
Well, I go to public middle school, and we filmed during April and May, so we were still in school at that time. So I went to my teachers and I was like, "Can you give me the work for the next like 2 months?" And my teachers were all super excited and super supportive. And we had set school, and we had to do school for 3 hours every day. So I got plenty of time to do all my work, and it was actually, once I got back into my public school, it was pretty easy to get back into it.
Awesome. Set school. I've never heard of set school. I'm just learning all kinds of stuff today. I like
I kind of like that. I mean, that feels a lot better than having to go every single day.
Yeah. what are you most excited for, like, your friends out, offset to see in this movie? Are you recommending they watch this movie? I mean, obviously, I know I would.
I planned an amazing party for all my closest friends and I
Oh, that's
to
awesome.
together. I'm super, super excited for them to see it, and I'm super excited to see it. So I'm just over the moon about
Yeah. So, for people like coming into the movie, what's something that you can tell us like to get ready for, to kind of like set some, I don't want to say set expectations, but like, are there any scenes where we're gonna have to be like, okay, so this scene's gonna come up, and you gotta sit down for it. I don't know how much you can tell us, but should we make sure we're sitting when we're watching a lot of the movie, or?
There's some scenes where it's just us with our family being, as I said, normal 12-year-old girls, or even in school in an art class and that kind of thing. And then once we're out of school, if we're not in school and we're not at our house, definitely sit down and pay attention.
Yeah. So what I guess what's in the future for you? What are you looking forward to, after this comes out? Do you have any goals, any plans? Are you gonna go right back, right into the next big project, or
Hopefully, right into the next big project. And my dream is to always be in a comedy with Jennifer Aniston. So,
Oh, that
fingers
is awesome. That's an amazing goal to have.
crossed.
Yeah, those are great. Like along those same lines. So you said that you're a horror fan. You like comedy, obviously. So like, are there like special movies that are like you have held deep in your heart that like give you inspiration when you go into roles, or that kind of like got you into acting?
Well, my favorite movies are more of dramas, like this movie, because I wouldn't call this movie a horror film. I view
Okay.
it more as a drama because it's all about a crime. But my favorite movies are Unbroken, it's
Oh,
and The
wow.
Blind Side. I guess I really like movies based off of true events.
Yeah.
Ah, okay.
That's really, really cool. So,
Yeah.
since Oh, go ahead, Adrian.
Oh, I was just gonna say thank you for correcting me, because I'm sure Kate was like, this isn't horror, Adrian. But I don't watch anything that's like remotely scary or stabby. So anything that scares me is classified as horror to me. That's why I classify it as that. I apologize.
All scary stuff. My mom and I, we always watch 48 Hours. I love going to movie theaters with my friends and watching the new horror films.
Do you have a so since this is going to come out in October, do you have a favorite horror movie, and then like a favorite like Halloween movie?
My favorite horror movie would probably be Annabelle. I don't know what it is about creepy dolls. I just think they're really, really cool.
They were cool or creepy? Let me get that
Combination of both.
right. Now, you have me beat, because that's like the one genre that I can't watch. Will not watch Chucky, haven't seen Annabelle. Dolls are like, I will watch any sort of horror, but not creepy dolls.
For
That's
me,
like
since I love creepy dolls, I have like really, really cool dolls that have been handed down to me.
Oh, okay. So you could be living Annabelle in like a year from now, and you don't know yet.
Definitely my favorite Halloween movie is Halloween Town, because that was like the best tradition.
That's
It's
awesome.
my older sister and I, we always watch it together since we were like 6 and 7.
That's really great. I love that movie too. That's probably one of my favorites.
Yeah, I could do Halloween Town.
That's my favorite holiday. I don't know what it is about it, but I just love dressing up, and it's basically like acting for a night because you're someone you're not, but it really is still who you are, and it's...
Yeah. What are your plans for your Halloween costume this year?
This year, my co-stars and I might want to do something together. We're leaning towards Powerpuff Girls.
Nice.
Can't go wrong.
That's really awesome.
But as of right now, we're still working out the details.
Hey, which one would you be?
Probably Bubbles. And definitely my favorite.
That's awesome. So I guess, like, do y'all have any questions?
Not at the moment. I was like, she's pretty straightforward.
I'm just not sure how much you can say about the movie because I want to know more about the movie, but I also don't know how much you can say because it's not out yet.
2014.
I know it's gonna. I'm gonna be watching that as soon as it comes out. I mean, the true crime case itself is kind of like, I watched a documentary about it. I've read about it. Like, do you? Because you said you like stuff on true events. Do you like look at true crime stuff too?
Well, like I said, I really like the 48 Hour show.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yes, yeah. I just think it's so interesting learning about these real things, these crazy stories that actually happened.
Yeah. Who is your favorite person to interact with on set? Like, I'm assuming your best friends, but, you know.
Well, besides Ella and Skylar, because we love each other, I was really excited to work with Angela and Drew, who are my parents, because I'm a huge fan of The Office and it was so cool to meet some of my idols, and I was just, when I saw their names on the list, I was so excited.
Were you able to jump right into it? Like, were you able to, like, get past, like, the, oh my gosh, this is, they're from these shows that I love. Were you able to just jump right into it, or did you have to take a moment to yourself?
Well, when I first met them, I may have fangirled a little bit. once we got to talking, they're just really, really nice people, and it was really cool to work with them.
Awesome. Do you, is there a scene that you think people are just going to love, like, the most out of everything? So it may not be your favorite scene, but is there something, I guess, coming up that you think, if you can say, that you think a lot of people are going to, you know, say is their favorite?
Well, probably the most intense scene and the most exciting scene, I guess, would be the stabbing scene. But I really loved the little scenes, you know?
Yeah, like where you get to understand the characters.
Yes, like when Caitlin or Rachel and Skylar, they're alone and you really see who they are and you really start to understand their characters, especially my character, because she had so many layers to her, because on one hand, she was a fun-loving family girl, and on another hand, she was struggling with a mental illness that nobody saw or wanted to see in her.
Oh, okay. That makes a lot of sense. So do all these little layers, like, as they start to peel back, is it just spread out through everything, or does it really come to light during the investigation, or, you know, I don't know how to ask, because I know it's really interesting to have, like you said, like, something that nobody saw or also didn't want to see. Like, do her parents also come to, like, this realization of what was happening? Like, is it driven by the investigation or just the act itself?
Well, Caitlin's father was schizophrenic in the movie, and Caitlin was pretty honest and asked him, like, do you see these things too? And I believe that the father really didn't know what was going on then, because the mom, she didn't want to see it in her daughter.
Yeah.
And I feel like Caitlin reminds me of an onion. Throughout the movie, it's all spread out, her layers get peeled off, and you really get to the core, and you're like, wow, this girl is pretty. Yeah, she needs some help. And like, there were a few scenes where it was like a cry for help that nobody even noticed. Yeah. And it actually kind of made me sad. Like, wow, this is inspired by true events. Like I said earlier, this was a real girl that this character is inspired by.
Yeah. No, that's awesome. Adrian, do you have any more questions?
All right, Sophie, I gotta ask you, what was it like stabbing your best friend in the movie? Because I can't imagine, like, having to stab, like, you know, my wife, or, like, Kate, or Matt. Okay, well, maybe Matt. But, like...
When we first... It was so funny, because in that scene, we were all pretty nervous about it. But at the same time, we were like, wow, this is our big scene, like... And our most intense shot for me was when I'm leaning over her body, which is literally a bucket of fake blood and sponges. Ooh. And this guy had a little teeny hose that he was spraying me with the fake blood as I dig the scissors into these poor little sponges.
Wow! Okay, I never knew that that's how that was done. That's amazing. Yeah. What was the fake blood made out of? Is it just corn syrup, or?
They had a bunch of different types. Like, some of them were more liquidy, and some of them were a little more gel, wow, to, like, stick onto me. But most of them were, like you said, corn syrup. Some of them did have some gelatin in them. It was a bunch of different things.
Was it hard to wash off?
Well, sometimes we had to go from, like, one scene where I was covered in blood to a scene with me going to dinner with my family.
Oh, wow.
One time I had the blood on my hand for so long that my hand was like a little stained red. We got some in my hair, and it was pretty crazy. The makeup artist and the hair people trying to wash it off of me before the scene.
Wow. How much time is between scenes in general?
Well, it depends on, like, if we have to get into the van and travel to a new location.
Oh, okay.
How, like, if I had some scenes I had to, like, wash my hair and get my hair completely redone. So, and even change my wardrobe. So sometimes it took longer, sometimes it didn't take very long. It all depends.
Well, thank you so much for coming on.
Did you guys make office jokes?
Oh.
At Angela.
Yes.
Quality.
That's perfect.
We did a bunch of impersonations of Michael Scott.
Oh, no.
Would it happen while you were filming?
Yeah. My favorite character from The Office was Dwight. I think he was so funny.
Oh, this is perfect.
No, I was always making jokes like Dwight, things that Dwight would say, and Angela would always be like, I would just like to go home and spend time with my cat.
Oh, I would love to see that in, like, real life.
That. Like, one big giant family.
That's awesome.
Amazing.
No, I mean, no, I don't. You're just so nice, and I can't wait to watch you stab sponges on October 14th.
Yeah, it was definitely a lot of fun. Do you have anything you want to say about the movie before we leave?
Well, I'm excited, and tune in.
Yeah, that's pretty simple.
At 8 p.m.
Cool. So, yeah, like she said, make sure you're tuning in to Lifetime October 14th at 8 p.m. Is that Eastern?
Yes.
Eastern.
Everything is
Eastern.
Default Eastern.
Oh, well, we're in Central. I have a hard time remembering
that. You
just
have to remember the default is always Eastern.
Why don't you tell everybody where they can find you? Are you on social media or anything like that?
Yes, I'm mainly on Instagram, Real Sophie Grace.
Awesome. Y'all make sure you follow her. Make sure you tune in. Yeah, so as always, you can find the podcast at But Why Though PC on Twitter, and you can find me at Oh My Myth Randir. Adrian?
Yeah, you can find me watching Sophie Grace stab sponges on Twitter at SuperReuse93, SuperRuiz93.
Matt?
I'm just going to keep running in 5 miles. on Twitter at DatM18, DATTM18.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Sophie. This has been great. Like, I definitely see you as Bubbles, and I'm going to have a hard time watching you as you know, an attempted murderer on TV.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah.
We look forward to see you in more stuff, and whenever you want to come back on to talk about your next role, we're always up for it.
Yep.